Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, this is Carrie Oberbrunner, and I am here at my favorite and only men's formal wear. Is that what I call this, Aaron?
Sure.
This is Aaron. This is my buddy. I've been coming here for a lot of years, man.
A lot of years, yeah.
In fact, we were just chatting that you were there when I first decided to work with my very first author.
Yes.
And
I remember it well.
And now we have over 600 published authors. Yeah. So I always trust experts when I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you know I do the same thing.
Smart advice.
Yeah, smart advice.
So we're here at your amazing store in Dublin, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that I was underdressed at my own Author Academy Awards last October.
Yeah.
And the truth was I was. I mean, the women were dressed fantastic. Yeah. The guys were in tuxes, and I was in a black suit
with a black tie. So you looked good.
I looked... Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But you showed me how I can improve, and you need an expert to do this. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to stand here, and you tell me what are we looking at and what makes a tux a tux. I didn't know this. Do you know what makes a tuxedo a tuxedo? I didn't. Tell us.
So a tuxedo is basically a suit, and only it has satin on the lapels, mm-hmm. and satin buttons and satin trim, and then it has tuxedo accoutrements, like, you know, studs and a bow tie, and it just dresses up a suit.
Accoutrements. Is that a word?
That's a word.
Listen, I'm a writer.
Accessories.
I didn't even know what that means.
Yeah.
And then you also gave us options for pleated shirts.
Right. Over here. This is kind of old school.
Okay.
Which is what I wear because I'm old.
Old school?
Yeah.
And what did I ask for?
So we're going to the younger guy. Yeah. You're like the, you know, new school.
And you called it a slim fit.
Slim fit because, you know, you've got that shape.
Hey, all right. I try to get that shape. We'll see. And then I didn't know this. You said you could dress up a suit.
A black suit.
To be a tux.
To look like a tux, yes.
But you can never dress down a tux to make it look like a suit. I didn't know this stuff.
That's true.
This is amazing. So tell us a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, if you take a suit from a distance, you know, the fact that you can't notice the black shiny lapels or the satin buttons from a distance.
Right.
But if you put studs in a bow tie from a distance, a black suit looks like a tux.
Okay.
But if you walk into a business meeting full of suits and you're wearing a tuxedo, then up close that satin lapel,
you look,
you know,
weird.
Like a goof. Like, you know, something like, what are you doing? Are you going to perform for us?
Do you guys want to be a goof?
Did you just come from
a
nightclub?
Right. But see, these are the things that I just didn't know. And some people would say, oh, Aaron, that's lame. Whatever, man. But you say that, you know what? People do judge how we dress.
They do.
And we want to look our best.
Yeah.
And we don't want to stand out for the wrong reasons.
The wrong reason, right.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. So what other things do you, you've been in the business how long?
Oh, golly. I always tell people, hey, since before you were born.
Okay.
I've been doing suits for over 30 years, suits and tuxedos, mostly tuxedos for 30 years.
Okay, over 30 years. And you own your own store.
I do.
And you help people with all kinds of things, weddings.
Yes.
But let's talk about this suit, because this is another good suit that I tend to buy a suit once a year-ish.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you what it does for me. I never told you this, but it's fun. To get a new suit. And I don't have a ton, but I think for me, it's like it's like a reward. Because a lot of times, I don't know, I grew up where you don't really spend money on yourself. You don't really invest in the way you look. Maybe it's wrong. I mean, you know, I used to be your pastor.
Right. I gave you your first suit.
He gave me my first suit for free because I didn't make any money back then.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.